Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. You know, this your boy Anthony Carter, and also my other boy Paul Moss. Yeah, today's been a long day. I'm jumping straight into it though. It's been a rough week, rough work week, but I got through it. And sometimes you gotta say to yourself, it's been rough, but you persevered through, you made it, you know what I'm saying? You made it through whatever it is that you was going through this week. And keep the motivation, keep the strive, you know, stick to your plan, stick to your goals, stick to your dreams. But first segment I wanted to get into is these scammers. Yeah, you gotta pay attention to these scammers, because they'll try to sway you left and sway you right. They try to get over on you the best way that they can possible. That's what scammers do. Try to scam your money, take it from you, and have you looking all clueless and foolish out here. And yeah, they get more creative and they get more slick. So do your research before you invest in your money into doing any type of business, especially doing business online. You know what I mean? Investigate first before you invest your money into doing something. Because there's been a lot of credit card fraud going on with the scammers, right? Also, the Cash App scammers. I think it was a lady. Her Cash App had got hacked, and I heard a few other people's Cash Apps had got hacked. So, if you guys got any lead or information about how to lock your, you know, like your Cash App, your internet, or any type of database, I believe you can look into Live Lock or, please just go on my page, A Carter the One, on Instagram, which is A C A R T E R D A number one. My Facebook page is Anthony Carter. Also, I have the Night Shift Podcast group. Feel free to leave a comment there. I'm just trying to look out for one another. I'm just trying to spread the message, you know what I mean? Give out important information, especially on the Night Shift Podcast, because the holidays is coming up, right? For those who celebrate holidays, you know, for those who don't celebrate holidays, at the end of the day, you're still getting paid, and you want your money to be going into the right places. You want to make sure that your money is still coming to you, like how it's been coming to you, whether it's debit, credit, cash, whatever. You want it to come right to you. So we have to really be mindful of what we do when we handling business online. You know, you got to look into the service page. You got to be careful nowadays. You got to be careful on the Wi-Fi you use, because I was told this when I went to work the other day, right? Using somebody Wi-Fi. Especially when I'm out there in the sticks, the country, you know, the boondocks. I'm out there, right? And, you know, I do security, so I got to watch what I'm watching, like my post, you know what I mean? I got to watch, you know, whatever is part of the job description, right? So, boom, did my 12-hour shift. Coworker came, relieved me, and told me, just be careful using people's Wi-Fi, because they can tap into your information and they can sell your stuff overseas for about $30. Yeah, with your information and stuff on there, like your banking information and stuff like that. So, you know, we got to be extra careful of what we do. And I know that most of us are not computer savvy. Some are, and it's very vital that we get more computer savvy, especially with how the world is moving in that direction with the technology. but pay attention to what's going on. You know, I mean, you got to learn how to adapt as well. They're coming up with more of these computer jobs and technology, and you know, they're trying to just wipe us out. So again, we got to be clever. We got to think better, you know what I mean, and come together. You know, it all starts within yourself, and it starts within your mind first. Read up on things. Get your IQ up, especially when it comes out on these computers and stuff like that. Yeah, it's very vital. You know, be careful how you do your business out here. Real talk. It's not a good feeling to get scammed, you know. I'd have been through as far as getting scammed a couple of times in my lifetime. I'm not afraid to admit it, you know what I mean? I just don't want anything to happen to the next person. I mean, in life, things happen. I lived and I learned from it, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm spreading the message out to y'all. Be careful of what you do. All right, so on that note, I'm going on to the next segment, which is positivity. I want to speak more about positivity because, you know, I know due to the COVID-19, most of us been quarantined. People done lost their jobs, you know what I mean? People done fell into depression. People just gave up, you know, and we all go through what we go through because we're human, right? And like I always say, reach out, talk to somebody, you know what I mean? We can all come together, we can all figure something out, because I'm just letting you know that whoever you are out there, you're not alone. It's very, very serious out there when it comes to that. Because falling into that deep depression, it has its stages, and it's kind of hard to really stay balanced. And when you hit that stage, it's like you fall off and you be imbalanced, if I'm putting it together right. You know, we all had our mild days with it, and some of us had heavy days with it. But right now, mental health is the number one thing. And I always say, try to water your words, try to water yourself around positivity. You know, try to read a book, get some fresh air, you know, color. Look yourself in the mirror and say that I am great. I am a queen. I am a king. You know, I am somebody. You know, real talk is ways to overcome it. Reach out to the 1-800 crisis lines. Call 411. 211, 611. I mean, every city, every state got this 111s, but you just got to be able to Google it up, tap into those sources, and somebody get to you. Also, you can tune into the Paul TV show. Yes, I said it, the Paul TV show, which is Paul Moss from Washington, D.C. You can look him up on Facebook. P-A-U-L space M-O-S-S. The host of Paul TV, and me, I'm the co-host of Paul TV. So we talk about those issues on the show. Mental health, job-related scenes, relationships, sports, entertainment, you know, we like to have a good time, you know. And I also want to say this, you know, rest in peace to Breonna Taylor. My condolences go out to the family. I heard about what happened, you know, with the verdict and how it came out. And you know, a lot of people got their opinions about what happened and stuff like that. And you know, like I said, you know, the system ain't really designed for us, and I'm gonna speak how I feel on that. You know what I'm saying? And man, that's all I really can say about that. You know, I'm probably gonna get back on here probably later on this week, do another show, and I'm probably gonna have a guest on the podcast, and we're gonna talk more about that. You know, a very heavy brother, you know what I mean, that's about the movement, that's about the cause. So I will be keeping y'all informed of what's going on later on. You know, I usually do my shows every Sunday, but this week I believe I'm gonna have another show. So, like I said, thanks for tuning in into the Night Shift Podcast. Now I'm going to my third segment, which is school and e-learning. Yeah, school and e-learning is very vital, especially with your kids, with your teens, even with the little ones that starting pre-K. You do have sources that help your kids stay educated through these tough times. For the younger ones, you got ABC Miles. I think for the older ones, I think you got like Math Blasters. You got some type of resources on that computer that'll help keep those kids and teens entertained, and at the same time keeping their brains fresh and learning. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's rough right now. I think that the kids had it the roughest because they was once going to school. Some of them not going to school now, being away from their friends, being away from their teachers, right? Being just the social life, all the above, you know. But I still believe that now is the time to really educate your kids the best way that you can as that parent, because you are their best teacher. And I always said that to myself, and I said that to others as we have these conversations. You know, it's very vital that you teach your children what you know. You know, teach them what these schools are not teaching, because everybody in the school curriculum doesn't have, let me say this, don't have the right motives, don't have the right ambition to want to see your child succeed. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody just, most people just doing it for the paycheck. But then you got some teachers that I applaud that goes all the way out above and beyond to want to see their students succeed, you know what I mean, to excel, to move on, to push forward in life and to strive. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, if you outside, you playing football right now, you playing sports, please take care of yourself. Please take your medicine. Please come home and wash your clothes. Wash, you know, do your hygiene. Ladies and gentlemen, young men, young women that's playing tennis, football, basketball, keep yourself clean, protect yourself. But other than that, I wish y'all the best at what y'all do. You know, for the parents and for the coaches, you know, big ups to y'all. I appreciate what you do for the kids throughout the world and throughout the whole universe. And I'm talking about every community in the world. You know, there's no limitations. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you giving back to your community, and you doing it for the heart, from the heart, not just the heart and the likes from Facebook and Instagram, then hey, I applaud you. You feel what I'm saying? Because hey, nowadays we can decipher the real from the fake, and for the doers that's out there doing what they love, which is the second hand of nature of giving back and to making sure this youth is going in the right direction, that's putting in that work, that's putting in that blood, sweat, and tears, that's doing these book back drives, that's doing these clothing drives, that's doing these food drives, that's doing these book drives. I support that. So if you guys ever need a hand, donation, anything that I could do to help, please email me at thenightshiftpodcast1@gmail.com. That is thenightshiftpodcast, all lowercase, number1@gmail.com. Also tap in with me on my Facebook, which is Anthony Carter. Twitter is A Carter the One. Instagram is A Carter the One, which is, like I said, my previous podcast. And for anybody that's tuning in tonight for the first time, greetings and welcome to the Night Shift Podcast, which would be A-C-A-R-T-E-R-D-A-1. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you tapping in. I appreciate you having the ear to hear, to listen. Because like I always say, my words are very essential. Yes, they are very essential. But back to what I was saying, maybe we can work something out as far as giving back and helping out other communities as well. So tap in with me. Email me. We can talk about that, because I'm down for that movement. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for giving back to the community. I'm down for tapping into resources. I'm down for sharing resources. I'm 100% down with that, you know? So on that note, get at me right there. Yeah, smooth. Let's tap into the next segment, which is smell goods. Yeah, so and I have to talk about this because some people might have lost they groove, they rhythm, they pattern of keeping themselves up and keeping themselves together during the pandemic. You feel what I'm saying? So please tap into your neighborhood stores, you know what I mean, to like a Rite Aid, you know what I mean? Shout out to Rite Aid, shout out to CVS, shout out to Safeway, shout out to all the grocery stores, right? Utilize the hygiene products. Please do. It's very vital that you keep your body fresh. Also, reach out to your neighborhood specialist that serves and sells soap, natural herbs of soap and bodily essentials. That helps out as well. And you know, I'm on a path of eating right, because we don't understand that certain foods can just linger in your body and can cause certain pores to swell, open up, do a lot of things to your body, right? So I always say that water and drinking healthy waters, eating fruit, you know, that'll balance your pH balance level out too as well. So we have to take care of ourselves, you know. Tap in with the sea mosses, people that's selling the sea moss, which is very vital. So if you guys got any information on that, like I said, tap in, email me at thenightshiftpodcast1@gmail.com, @gmail.com. Tag in with me on my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. And I will be posting up links to like ordering medicines, also to educate your mind. I will be posting up books. I haven't had the chance to update it yet because my page was hacked. But I got my page as of yesterday or the day before. I got my page back. So I will be keeping you informed. The Night Shift podcast and the Night Shift pages, I have two pages, and they both are under construction right now. So yeah, I've been working very heavy on that. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in, supporting the podcast. Speaking of supporting the podcast, you can always click on the link, the Anchor link, Spotify link, and it'll take you right into Google Pay. You can donate 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99, whatever you choose to do. I promise to bless you back with the content, you know what I mean, with just the love, because I will be doing giveaways, you know, I will be doing specials, cash apps, it's all lining up. I'm now just getting back into updating a lot of things because my page was hacked. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. I also appreciate you guys following the Paul TV show, you know, hosted by the man Paul Moss, and your co-host from the West Coast that know the most, Anthony Carter. I appreciate you guys each and every day, because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be where we was at today, where we at now, and where we trying to get to, you know what I mean? And all praises go to the Most High. Appreciate you for that. Always do, right? Always do. It's very vital that we, I want to say this, and how can I say this? Recycle the dollar back into the community. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying, for all excellence in all races. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna support you, but everybody ain't grimy neither. Everybody's not hateful. But just because that person is hateful, don't let that person's actions and characters consume your character and you know, take you down. You feel what I'm saying? You are who you are. So if you're that nice person, that special person, and got they helpful belief, got your helpful beliefs, and you got your ways of giving back, pouring knowledge into these communities, then keep that going. You know what I mean? Don't worry about what everybody else is saying. Don't worry about what everybody else is trying to insinuate, try to make your name look bad, try to beat down your character as a person. It's a lot of that happens in the communities. You feel what I'm saying? And we need to make a change on that. You know what I mean? Especially with these youngsters. Let them know that you can be anything. You can do what you want to do the right way. You don't have to go out here and, you know, sell drugs and steal and scam and do wrong, you know what I mean? Because see, the music today, even some of the music back then, you know what I mean, was spitting out the wrong message. But they was making that, but they making that money and sending their kids to a good private school or to a good college. You feel what I'm saying? And the youngsters that's listening to this music is trying to act out the lyrics, and it doesn't work out for them, because why? Being misled, you know. So we have to really pay attention and really try to, you know, listen to some music with substance. And I'm not knocking no rapper, don't get me wrong, because sometimes we see the light and sometimes we don't see the light, and sometimes it takes a lot of going through life, you know what I mean, going through the hardships of life to see the light. Let me say that again. Sometimes you got to go through the hardships of life to see the light. So, you know what I mean, just, I'm not trying to tell you what to do and how you do your thing. I ain't complaining, but at the same time, throw some substance in there, you know what I mean, throw some truth in there, you know what I mean. Let's change this narrative, you know what I mean. Let's try to do it for the ones that's coming up, because these youngsters today, they're listening to you guys. You know what I mean? They're listening to your lyrics and they're taking it like head on. You know what I mean? They taking it real fast, so we gotta be careful. Just be mindful of what you say. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? But other than that, big ups to y'all for doing what y'all do, you know. And before I wrap it up, I just wanted to say thanks to the supporters, thanks to the fans, thanks to the ones that's been rocking with us since day one. I love it, you know. So we got a lot of new things that's coming along, and I'm trying to keep this content going, the podcast going strong week by week. Tired and all, I'm still pushing through. You know why? Because at the end of the day, I know that my words are essential, and I know that my words need to get out there. So whoever out there listening, the younger, the elderly, the middle age, you know, we all in this together. So like I said, think about the topics that I touched on tonight, you know what I'm saying, which was very heavy. And the ones that's at work right now, stay strong. You only got a few more hours left, and just push through the Night Shift podcast. Yes, push through, stay strong. You know, get out the car. If you're doing security, you're doing patrol, stretch a little bit. Keep your blood flowing. Another thing I want to add before I go, it's not so much you drinking a lot of coffee. You know what I mean? Natural fruit will keep you energized and revived too. You know what I'm saying? Like apples, oranges, peanuts, you know what I mean? Pistachios, you know, all the above and more, that'll keep you energized, that'll keep you going. And if you work in third shift, I advise you to invest into those snacks. You know, I mean, it works for me when I used to do third shift, you know, and great, and swing shift. So I tell myself that a lot. And get you an interesting book that's going to keep you entertained, that's going to keep you woke, that's going to keep you motivated. Oh, and another thing I want to add before I go, I want to say, and I want to give a shout out to my essential workers, you know, the nurses, the doctors that's out there on the front line, construction workers, you know, security guards, grocery store clerks, I want to say bankers, even the workers that's picking up the trash, the Caltrans people, you know what I'm saying, and any highway workers throughout the world that's trying to keep these roads better so we can get to and from our destinations, you know what I'm saying. Everybody that's involved in the movement, in the communities, you know, that's giving back, that's out there every day, still taking the risk with the COVID-19 that's still going on right now. Got to keep ourselves clean, you know what I mean, and walk around with a smile. I know it's a hard thing to do, but we gotta push through it and stick to it, you know what I mean. And together as a team, just believe, you know what I mean, and do what it takes for you to go far, you know what I mean, and achieve your goals. And together we can accomplish and, you know, go down that road. I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Night Shift podcast. Like I said, I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Night Shift podcast. One love. Peace out. Yep.